The biggest gain for Barack Obama was, simply holding on to the Democratic states that were won in 2004, but expanding into the Republican heartland. The first big result of the night was when he held on to the Democratic state, Pennsylvania. John McCain had spent most of his resources trying to flip Pennsylvania. That was his one and only strategy. He thought if he could flip Pennsylvania, he could win the election. I think it was a fairly desperate strategy to begin with, and it just didn't work out. Then came the two key results of the night. The first was Ohio. It's long been the sort of swing state, the Midwest, traditional barometer of opinion in America. And it seemed to be fought pretty closely, throughout the campaign. But on the night, it went fairly easily to Obama. And then the one that the Democrats and liberals around the world will love is Florida, the sort of sense of revenge for 2000. Bush took it in contentious circumstances in 2000. Still a debate on whether he rightfully took it or not. Whatever, the Democrats got the revenge tonight when McCain was soundly beaten in Florida and it went Democratic.
Well, earlier on, I went along to the official Democratic Victory Party here in Washington, where people were in an ecstatic mood.
I'm an Obama supporter. I was home in my apartment watching the returns in my pajamas, and I said, I have to be a part of this. And I got dressed, and they let me in. They gave me a band, and it's great to be a part of history. I feel like this is a really big part of history, and it's fantastic to be here.
What for you is the most moving part of this? You say it's historic. What is historic exactly?
I think that an Afro-American is getting elected, that it's somebody who I think will bring change to the country, that we need change, that the way that he campaigned, the campaign that he ran, just the future for the country, I feel, is very bright, and I'm very excited about it.
I think his election will restore confidence in the government, and confidence, and what we have right now is a confidence crisis. And I think what he brings is a restoration of that, and it will help us to move forward.
I'm Fred Grigsby. I'm from California.
And what brings you here tonight?
This.
And for you, what does this night mean? What does it symbolize?
Oh, it's very significant. It's a total transformation of, I think, not only the United States, but I think it will be very impactful in the whole world in terms of representing an opportunity to be judged on your merit.
Did you have, I guess in these last few days, did you begin to have that sort of democratic nervousness and doubt that he could pull it off, that he would do it?
No, it's been looking good since the middle of September, really. Once the economy got into the picture, I think it was pretty well certain that he was going to end up on top. He is clearly a leader of a lifetime.
So, Ewan, let's go back and talk about the business of voting. How bad were the lines out there today? What kind of waits did people encounter?
Well, to be quite honest, it went fairly smoothly. I mean, there were lots of expectations that, there's new voting machines that would go badly. There'd be lots of challenges from, and particularly the Republicans, especially in sort of African American areas. Most of these things didn't happen. Given the scale of the election, so many people descending on the polls at the same time, it went very smoothly. The voting machines, for the most part, worked. There were relatively few legal challenges. And I think it was to America's credit that it went as smoothly as it did.
Now, you've talked about John McCain pursuing a desperate strategy here that didn't work for him. How big a loss is this now for the Republicans? How do they come back from this?
Well, I think a lot of Republicans never thought much of McCain's chances anyway. And a lot of Republicans don't like McCain in the first place. They don't regard him as basically a Republican. He's too much of a sort of maverick, as he likes to portray himself for that. He's voted against the Republican line and Bush's line too often. So what we're going to see now is a very intense period over months and probably years of soul searching by the Republican Party. They've got a huge issue to deal with. They have to analyse why they lost this election. Was it because they were too far to the right? Or, as a lot of Republicans believe, that they weren't right-wing enough? If the conclusion that a lot of Republicans come to is that they weren't right-wing enough, then they're going to be out of power for a long time to come. The part of the problem is that the rump of the Republican Party is, for the most part, fairly right-wing and conservative. They're the conservatives that like Sarah Palin, and the sort of more moderate ones are the ones that have either lost their seat or are sort of alienated by... feel alienated by the Bush administration. And so I think the Republicans are in for a period in the cold that will last certainly for the next couple of years.